This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Let's face it, on-call firefighting at 2 a.m. is stressful. So there's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is that you probably can't prevent incidents from happening, but the good news is that Incident.io makes incidents less stressful and a lot more valuable. Incident.io is a Slack-native incident management platform that allows you to automate incident processes, focus on fixing the issues, and learn from incident insights to improve site reliability and fix your vulnerabilities. Try Incident.io to recover faster and sleep more.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. And no, your ears do not deceive you. This is a security episode a day before those normally come out, because tomorrow is my birthday and I have something rather special planned for you all then. So I recorded this before Reinforce's keynote, so watch for that nonsense in next week's episode. Let's get into it. From the community, the Nigerian government has scored this week's S3 Bucket Negligence Award. I really want to retire these, except I can't. And also from the world of hell, there's a new air gap attack that uses SATA cables plugged into hard drives, connecting them to mainboards or drive controllers as a freaking antenna to transfer radio signals. This is why your security team drinks so very much. Now, this seems mostly theoretical at this point, but the large cloud providers cannot afford to take things like this as anything other than deadly serious. AWS had three updates of note. Automatically block suspicious DNS activity with Amazon GuardDuty and Route 53 Resolver DNS Firewall. I'm unconvinced of the utility of a database that automatically rejects certain queries. Use Security Hub custom actions to remediate S3 resources based on MACI discovery results. Yeah, no. See, I'm not a fan of automated remediation just because it is so undiscoverable to the user or engineer who is mystified that something either isn't working like it should be or wondering why every time they make a change, it is mysteriously getting reverted as if by magic and they question their own sanity.
Developers want to code fast, security wants to ship securely. And it all, of course, needs to be at scale and in the cloud. Well, that's where Sneak comes in. Backed by industry-leading intelligence, Sneak is a security platform that meets engineers where they are, finding and automatically fixing vulnerabilities in code, open source dependencies, containers, and cloud infrastructure. By the way, I love the fact that we are not calling cloud infrastructure and containers the same thing. Sneak also integrates seamlessly into all the tools and workflows that teams already use, so they never have to slow down, including AWS offerings like CodePipeline, EKS, ECR, and many more that people actually use intelligently. Start your free account at sneak.co/morningbrief. That's sneyk.co/morningbrief. Develop fast. Stay secure. Sneak.
And there have been significant updates and improvements to the AWS IAM documentation, specifically around IAM best practices. Go check it out. And as far as a tool of the week, Artillery now lets you use lambdas for open source load testing. In other words, you can throw millions upon millions of requests at a web server super quickly for basically no money. They have a slight disclaimer on their site that amounts to, please, please, please do not use this as a remarkably inexpensive DDoS cannon to blow sites that you dislike off of the internet, which is why I'm mentioning it here. You should probably be aware that the price of poker has come down significantly for people to just hurl garbage traffic at your website. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. More to come tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.